Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible.
Welcome to the story behind. We're going to think about the story behind the song, The Old Rugged Cross. You know, when polls are taken as to popular songs, especially hymns, the Old Rugged Cross is usually pretty much near the top of the list. It has been the most favoured of the approximate 300 songs written by George Bernard. Bernard was born into a very modest family in Youngstown, Ohio in 1873. His father passed away during George's teenage years, leaving the youth with tremendous family responsibilities. As a result, he became a coal miner, as his father was before him. For a number of years, he worked with the Salvation Army after he had been married. George later became an itinerant Methodist preacher and served for several years in Canada and in some of the northern states of America. Bernard had a favourite scripture verse, John 3:16, and when he quoted this verse, which is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," you possibly know it, he had always a vision of a cross, a rude Roman instrument of death, and it was stained with the blood of Christ. And he knew that Christ gave his life in order that we might be saved. On one occasion, as he was thinking of Christ's crucifixion, an original melody ran through his mind. He later reported that although it was a complete melody, very few words came with it. He struggled to write some appropriate lyrics, but all that came was the passage, "I'll cherish the old rugged cross." The song seemed to take shape in bits and pieces. He completed the chorus and was pleased with his efforts, but the verses he composed didn't seem proper and suitable. He returned from several preaching engagements to his home in Michigan at that stage with a renewed meaning of the cross etched into his mind and heart, and he took the manuscript in which he'd laboured for so long and placed it on the kitchen table. In a very short span of time, he was able to rewrite the stanzas with each word falling perfectly into place. He asked his wife to join him in the kitchen. She did so, and he joyfully sang his prized new song for her to hear. She was very pleased and expressed the song was just great. He then sent the manuscript to Charles H. Gabriel in Chicago, asking if he would write the proper chords with the melody line. Gabriel did so and returned the song with a message, "You will hear from this song." Bernard said that what I have heard countless other songwriters say, "I didn't really write it. I was merely the instrument that God used." Such has been the power of the song. And I must say to you today, such is the power of the old rugged cross. The cross on which Christ died. You know, it starts off on a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. A chorus says, "So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown." George Bernard lived his retirement years in Michigan and passed away in 1958. And this verse would be most appropriate for the song that he wrote and that we sing. "And he," Jesus, "bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him." I praise God that the rugged cross was about a man who bore my sins in his body to the tree. May God bless you through his word and through this hymn today.
Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.